Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and I'm joined over the phone by Garland Kennedy, Daily Sitka Sentinel Sports Editor. Good morning, Garland.
Good morning, Rob.
And we haven't had a Sentinel Sports in a while, and it's not like sports are opening up especially quickly, but there is some kind of exciting news in Sitka sports.
There is. Asa Demmert, a senior Wolf, is going to be running for Fort Lewis College over in Durango, Colorado.
And is that running cross country or running track, or what's it look like for Asa?
The way I understand it, he will be running cross country and track, though in Sitka, he's really excelled more towards distance running, especially the mile and the 5K.
And you had an article in the Sentinel. You got a chance to speak to Asa. How does he feel about it?
He's pretty excited about it, as are his coaches. I also got a glimpse into his running past, which was new to me, being so new to Sitka myself.
What did Shasta Smith have to say about Asa?
Well, Shasta wanted Asa on the cross-country team for quite a while, but didn't want to pressure him, so instead just kept up contact with him, worked with him in the track season, and finally got him to run cross country as a senior, actually. He only ran cross country one season, and at his very first meet in Juneau this August, Asa ran a 16:59.
That's a very fast 5K.
That put him in the top 10. I don't have the results in front of me, but a very competitive time.
Well, wasn't that the event that Dom Pachoco, another Sitka runner, also had a PR and won that race?
Not only a PR, Mr. Pachoco actually set the course record for Juneau at 15:56 that day.
And Dom is going to be running in college too. I think we've talked about this before.
That's right, Santa Clara down in California. That's a D1 school.
Well, it's kind of exciting that two Sitka cross-country runners are both going to be carrying on in college. That doesn't happen very often here, I would think.
No, it really doesn't. This is pretty exciting. And there actually is another Sitkin over at Fort Lewis who's going to be a senior at Fort Lewis this fall, David Wilcox. And Demmert said he spoke with Wilcox and was pretty reassured with what he said about the team.
So he'll be joining another Sitkin on that team.
Exactly.
Is it going to be a normal cross-country season, do you suppose? Cross-country typically starts before school starts, and I guess there are still a lot of question marks over what fall is going to look like in schools across the country, even in colleges. Any thoughts there, Garland?
I really don't know, to be honest. It's very difficult to predict what the virus is going to do over the summer and how colleges are going to handle reopening in the fall, especially in terms of athletic departments that typically have their student athletes come in before classes begin.
And Garland, what's your sense of college football?
The ACC, at least, is one I've followed partially out of personal interest. Go Tar Heels. They are planning for a fall reopening, though again, it's really not certain. And this far off, I don't want to predict anything.
Well, fingers crossed that football will happen for the sake of American sanity. But
Yes, we lost March Madness.
Again, our priority has got to be foremost, dealing with this pandemic for sure.
Yes.
And I have to admit that it's getting a little easier in Sitka as the weather has improved to get outside and kind of feel more normal. What have you been up to outdoors lately, Garland?
A great deal of trail running, and a good deal of hiking. I mean, the weather has been beautiful for the past week after that little rainy spell we've had. I do my best to spend at least part of every day outside, regardless of weather.
And you got a cabin trip planned later today?
I do, Salmon Lake, and I am very much looking forward to spending some time on the lake, doing some fishing, and being out of town for a little bit.
What are you going to be fishing for? Is it a steelhead trip or trout or what?
I think steelhead trout and maybe dollies. I will confess how new I am to this. I have never been freshwater fishing in Alaska.
Well, you're choosing a good place to go, and of course, the Forest Service cabin there is really lovely, and the forest at Salmon Lake is the most magnificent forest in the immediate Sitka vicinity.
It is
for
the old
sure.
growth there behind the lake is beyond stunning.
Well, we've been getting out a bit too. I think April is one of my most favorite months for outdoor activity in Sitka. One weekend we were snowshoeing. Actually, we had our snowshoes, but we didn't wear them. The snow was so firm that we were just walking around up on the mountaintop just on firm snow. It was like, felt like walking on water. And then the very next weekend, we were sunning ourselves on the beach at Shoals Point on Kruzoff Island, watching wow. an incredible number of humpback and gray whales offshore.
And that is amazing.
We were going all this literally in the within the space of 9 or 10 days.
Wow. Just wow.
So
I have still never been to Kruzoff Island. That is absolutely on my list.
Well, I'll make a note. If my skiff had more than 6 feet of room in it, Garland, you'd be the first on my guest list.
Thank you.
Garland, there's other news in Sitka in sports in the world of mountain biking.
There is. Sitka is going to be getting its first single-track mountain bike trail sanctioned by the city, which is scheduled to be completed on June 1st. Despite the pandemic.
And how is it coming about? Who's involved?
Well, so the project lead is Amy Voles. Doug Osborne is also involved. The Sitka Cycling Club is involved. It's all volunteer. And Voles told me that they've had about 50 working hours volunteered at this point, clearing the track and laying gravel.
And what's the excitement over single track in Sitka? I mean, we have the cross trail. It's a great ride, but it's not especially technical. It's pretty challenging in places, but it's not technical. Is the single track just designed to be more of a challenge for riders?
That's right. Now, this single track is not a very technical single track. I've actually run it myself. It's about a foot to 16 inches wide. And when compared to the cross trail, the most challenging parts of the cross trail are typically going to be those uphill sections when on a bike. On this, you have some sharper turns. It's not a very technical biking trail, according to Voles and Osborne, but it's going to require some more technicality than anything else in Sitka at the moment.
Where is it located?
It's a spur of the cross trail, very near where the Fearson Street connector hits the main cross trail. And if you got to that connection and then headed west, maybe 100 yards, you would see the trail entrance, and it goes down into that old second growth. Down beneath the cross trail, just south of the trail.
And its overall length is how long?
It is 907 feet, which is actually the trail name. It's named 907 for the length and for the area code.
And they're going to cut the ribbon on this trail on the 1st of June?
That is the plan. And from what I can tell and what I was told, it seems to be on schedule. They've been socially distancing and wearing masks in the construction and had a lot of volunteer enthusiasm.
Garland, I wonder, just as sports editor at the Sentinel, can you give us a sense of where the world is going with sports? I think people might have heard recently that there's some rugby players have gone from New Zealand to Australia, and baseball is making noises about starting spring training up. What's your read on the world of sports at large?
Well, at the moment, movements feel kind of tentative. You're right about the Aussie and the Kiwi new rugby players starting to get back into form. Those countries both have the pandemic seemingly under fairly decent control at the moment, though the players, as I understand it, are remaining in isolation through their training. MLB would like to have some form of spring training, though as far as I'm aware, details are not really public yet. Is that your understanding as well?
Yeah, there was. I was looking at ESPN before we started talking, and they're talking about making an announcement within a week about a return to play plan for Major League Baseball. So the details aren't there, just the tease.
Yeah. I know people talk a lot about a return to normalcy. There's been quite a bit of discussion about what it's going to take for sports stadiums to be filled with crowds as opposed to cardboard cutouts again.
Right. Well, I know that there's been sumo wrestling in totally empty arenas, and people are finding that sort of an interesting approach to that sport. Mainly, you can hear the wrestlers actually make contact with one another. It's normally drowned out by the crowd, so that's got to be an interesting experience.
It's a surreal way to witness sports with empty stadiums.
I don't know when we'll talk again, Garland, but let's stay in touch and keep me posted if we have any more exciting announcements in Sitka Athletics. And also, if there's any major developments in the larger world of sports that we want to stay on top of, I'd be happy to give you a ring and let you inform Sitkins about what's going on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me back on, Rob.
Garland Kennedy is the sports editor for the Daily Sitka Sentinel. I'm Robert Woolsey, news director at Raven Radio. You've been listening to Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio.